Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you this afternoon. We thank you this afternoon, Father God, that we come to you in praise, that we can come to you in honor, that we can come to you in glory. For this is your day, Father God, that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us all night long. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you kept dangers that were seen and unseen from us on yesterday, Father God. But we just want to say thank you, Father God, that we woke up this morning, Father God, clothed in our right mind. Hallelujah. Father God, you gave us your word that you would keep us, and you did just that. You kept us, Father God. And Father God, you didn't just do that, Father God. You gave us your power. You gave us your authority, Father God, to be able to command things, Father God, to be able to be removed from our life that don't belong there. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Great is he that is in me. Great is he that is in you, than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Father God, that you came just in the nick of time, Father God, bringing us up out of this whole world, Father God, and into this glorious faith in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life for us. Jesus Christ, you gave your life for us, Father God, that we may have life. And because you gave your life for us, that we have life, Father God, we'll be in that place where we're going to produce like you tell us to produce. We're going to produce love every single day of our life. We're going to produce peace every single day of our life. We're going to produce forgiveness every single day of our life. Father God, we're going to be that great producer like you called us to produce. We stay in that place of peace. We stay in that place of soundness. We stay in that place of holiness. We stay in that place of wholeness because of Christ Jesus, what you have already done. You have already obtained it all. And because you have already obtained it all and you call us into this glorious faith, we're going to maintain just what you have already done, your finished works on the cross. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
On our side, where will we be today, O God? We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving mighty and greater in the life of your children right there, O God. Oh, Holy Spirit, walk every house right now, O God. Touch every heart right now. Sit in every car, O God, right now. Oh, Lord, change them, O God. We come to be changed on today. We don't come to be the same, O God. Oh, Lord, change on the inside, O God, for you are the pattern, we are the pray, oh God. Mold, oh God, that you, how you would have us to be, oh God. To operate, hallelujah, and choose in according to your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we declare the time right there in the name of Jesus Christ that we have the resurrection power working on the inside of us right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, wash us through and through with the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, and then that sanctifies, that justifies, that redeems us, that heals us, and makes all things new. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Come on, church, open up your mouth and give God all praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for what he's already done. Amen.
Lord,
we are trusting God for doing what he's doing right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, your word, you're all praise, glory, and honor. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Move mighty, oh God, in the life of your children, oh God. Shaking all that's on the line today, oh God. We need your strength, oh God. There's a team of supernatural strength, oh God. Supernatural healing right now. Supernatural favor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, baptize the ball with your Holy Ghost with fire. Oh Lord, set us a fire with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh Lord, let us be fire starters of the Holy Ghost, amen. Oh, let us become contagious. Hallelujah, that all would catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Oh, mama, mare, kororo, boshare. Come receiving today, church. Come believing so that you can receive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Have your
Hallelujah.
Way, God. Have your way in this service.
Hallelujah.
Have your way right now. Move on us all right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church.
Glory
enter in
God.
Right now. Receive what you come for today.
Glory
enter
God.
In right now. Receive what you
Glory.
Come for today. Trust in God to do
Glory.
For you, for your loved ones. Enter in right Glory. Now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, as we enter in your presence, oh, God. We thank you for your presence right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we're whole and new in your presence today, oh, God. Lord, we love you and we need you. We come giving it all over to you, Lord. We cast all our cares and burdens down right now, oh, God. And we pick up.
Amen.
We pick up the peace. We bring it all to the altar this morning.
Amen.
We lay it all at the altar this morning, not to take it back with us.
Amen.
We lay it there to keep it there, oh, God. Casting
Amen.
All our cares upon you for your word said that you care.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord,
for
caring for us, Lord. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, for caring
thank
for our mothers and our brothers and
thank
sisters.
You.
Thank you, Lord God, for caring for
thank
our spouses, our children, and loved ones, oh God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
It is you that have kept us all day yesterday
yes.
through the night. Oh, God, it is you that woke us up this morning,
yes.
oh, God. Called us in our right mind. We
yes.
thank you, Lord, if it had not been
yes.
before the God on our side. Where would we be?
Yes.
And we thank you that you are on our side.
You.
When your word said that you'll never leave us, hallelujah.
Yes.
That you'll never leave us, come from places, oh God. We thank you, oh God.
Yes.
And you
thank
from
you.
Everlasting to everlasting, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh God, we bless your name.
Yes.
Oh Father God, we ask that you move right there, mighty and strong. Lord, we need you.
Amen.
We need you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Bring down on your children,
yes.
oh God. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven right now, God. Let
yes.
there be a breakthrough in the heaven, oh God. Release the heavenly blessing today upon the life of
Hallelujah.
Your children.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
Of heaven. Oh God, we need to hear from you today, Lord God.
Yes.
We've been hearing from man and what the world has said. Lord, we need to hear clearly from you. So Lord, we ask that you open up our ears to hear, oh God. Our spiritual ears to hear from you to
yes.
receive
Hallelujah.
Great and mighty, oh God. Divine directions and instructions, oh God, for what you have for us.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, that we will study your word, oh God, no matter what somebody else says.
Yes.
We will not be moved, oh God, but only by your word, by your
yes.
spirit, God.
God.
Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, God, and right now in this service, hallelujah, that has been holding you back, that has been blocking you, huh? That that have you bound has been broken and destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you could just look up today and see where your help come from, knowing that your help coming from the Lord our God. Oh, they can. Come on out, they should be behind. We thank you, Lord. Move on us right now. Move on us, mighty. Move like never before, Father. Oh, God, move on us, oh, God. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for loving us.
Of all that we prayed about, all that we have not prayed, but you know already,
yes.
And it should answer our
yes.
prayers. And we answered
thank
those
you.
We have not prayed.
Thank you.
We love you and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us like you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
All that you
do. Thank you.
Oh, God, we bless you. Can you just thank him right now?
Yes.
Can you just thank God? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even in the midst of what you're going through, even while you're hurting, even when you're waiting on the healing, can you just thank God right now? While you're waiting on the money to hit your account, while you wait for God to work things out in your marriage, can you just thank God right now? While you wait for God to bring your baby back home to you, can you just thank God right now?
Yeah.
Because he is able. The Bible says, but man, it's impossible with God. All things are possible.
Amen.
So can you thank him right now because
thank
all
you.
Things are possible through him that
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hiya, come on in. Come on in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And receive the goodness of the Lord.
I receive it right now.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's
yes.
for you to receive. It's available
hallelujah.
Through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you trust me.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
That does all things that fail.
Amen.
And with the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God is the one up in all that believe.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Welcome, church.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome
here to Sunday service.
Yes, Lord.
You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us.
Amen.
And we're so thankful.
Glory.
We're thankful for each and every one of these hearts that's on in agreement with us.
Amen.
Each and every mind that's here with us today.
Oh, yes, God.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Every single one that's calling in from Louisiana, oh, we thank you so much. Oh, you are so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Every single thing about you is beautiful. And we thank you for bringing that beauty. Hallelujah to church.
Glory to God. I'm excited over here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I got my song over here. I got to sing it.
Amen.
When I think about Jesus,
yeah.
What is that for me?
Uh-huh.
When I think about Jesus,
yeah.
And how does that make me?
Yeah.
I can dance all night.
Hallelujah.
All night.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because on Wednesday,
that's how God wants us to come into the house.
Yeah.
He wants to come into his house with thanksgiving.
My God,
with
my
glory.
God. Come
with
into the
with song and praises.
Jesus.
That's how we come to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. When I would go to my grandmother's house,
yeah.
she always had something for us.
Amen.
And so when we go over, we knew you were going to get a treat bag or something.
Yeah.
She always had something.
Yes, yeah,
something
for you. Amen.
When you come to grandmother's house, when you come to the house of the Lord,
yeah,
know
you got
that
something.
Something for you to receive.
Yeah.
So come expecting.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
My Lord,
come
my God.
Come believing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have that childlike faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Welcome.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Those of us that's in attendance from the East Coast as well, welcome each and every one of you. You could have been somewhere. I know y'all are a little bit ahead of us in time, but look where you are right now. You did not find it robbery to come to church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Welcome, everyone. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Senior Pastor Dorsey and Paul with Nika Manning. And I'm Paul with Nika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Dorsey Manning.
And welcome.
Yes, welcome.
That's my welcoming voice. Welcome.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone. Sister Marlisha Carter, welcome. God bless you.
Yes.
Just to call out a few, you know, if we were in church service, we would definitely hug everyone. So notice it's our way of hugging
right.
you.
This is that way, right?
Showing the love right now.
Right.
So welcome. I believe my cousin Bonnie is in service today. God bless you. My cousin Brenda Gale and her family household.
Yeah.
God bless you. Sister Shanda Jackson and our
amen.
Uncle Billy Jackson. And
yes.
Amen. And Brother Joe Washington and his family. God bless
amen.
You. Welcome. Just to name a few, I don't know everybody on here, but God bless you.
And everyone. Those are our, that are online. You know, we are
and
live.
Online.
We are live
those are online. God bless you all that are tuning in. via the internet. God bless you all.
So you still came to church.
Amen. We thank God for you. We didn't miss your name because we don't know your number, but we will get to know your number. So look for a text message from us just thanking you for being in service with us today. If it's your first time here with us in service as the Gospel Public Ministry, we want to welcome you personally.
Amen.
My husband and I, Pastor Manning, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press one at this time, we would love to welcome you with a warm welcome.
Your voice.
Amen. Let you know how much we love you and God loves you. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you. He loves us. Yes. Amen. So much. Amen. Press one right now if that is you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, we just so grateful. I mean, we're so grateful, you know, to be here this afternoon to be able to deliver this word of God. You know, the word of God, you know, it moves. Oh, when I say it moves, I'm talking about it moves all over you. It moves all in you. And things that ain't supposed to be there, it moved it out the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
that's why, we come here, to receive. You know, we come to service, Pastor Talanika and I, we're so happy to be in church service. You know how many battles, that every single one would see during out the week. But then when you get into that place of peace,
hallelujah,
into that place of rest, you just shout because you could have been still in that place where you were at just yesterday.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
But you're not in the same place. We're in the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So welcome every single one.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. At this time, we'll have our scripture reading.
Okay.
And amen. I'll deliver that scripture reading, and then we'll have our song selection.
Before we go right there to song, let's bring Brother Joel in. He's always ready for song. He blessed us this morning. Let's just see what he have one available for us.
Okay. Did you want to ask Brother Joel now after the scripture?
let's ask him right now, if he would have a song waiting for us.
There we go, Brother Joe.
Brother Joe, we're going to have scripture, but what we want to know is that can you find it in your heart to bless us with a song here after scripture?
Yes, I will.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He blessed us so much this morning.
Yes,
the
Pentecost
service, I tell you, what a thing.
My Lord,
my God, he is ready, and we enjoy in this room.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
That was wonderful. We thank God for you. So right after scripture, we'll hear from Brother Joel Washington from New York, New York.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hold on right there, Uncle Joel.
Right
we'll be right back with you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
I just love it, when God uses people just to be faithful, and to do his work and
Lord.
Just to bless. That's how you love on people. You love on people like Christ uses you to love on people.
Amen.
With song or whatever, how God uses you.
Amen. Deliverance.
Amen.
That's deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless everyone here in service on today. Our scripture reading will be coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, 1-4. Amen. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1-4 will be our scripture reading on today. Amen. The Bible says, "The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." I'll say that again, you all. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Verse 3 says, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." In verse 4, "The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom." What is the Bible saying? The answer here of the tongue is from the Lord. It means that the final outcome of the plans we make is in God's hand. So if this is so, why make plans? That would be the question. In doing God's will, there must be partnership between our efforts and God's control. Amen. He wants us to use our minds to seek the advice of others and to plan. Nevertheless, everyone, the results are up to him. See, planning then helps us act God's way. Amen. So as you live for him, ask for guidance as you plan, and then act on your plan as you trust in him. Amen. See, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. People can rationalize anything if they have no standards for judging right and wrong. See, we can always prove that we are right. Before putting any plan in action, ask yourself these three questions. Is this plan in harmony with God's truth? Will it work under real life conditions? And is my attitude pleasing to God? Amen. And see, there are different ways you also fail to commit whatever we do to the Lord. See, some people commit their work only superficially. They say the project is being done for the Lord, but in reality, they are doing it for themselves. Others give God temporary control of their interest only to take control back the moment things stop going the way they expected. See, still others commit a task fully to the Lord, but put forth no effort themselves, and then they wonder why they do not succeed. See, we must maintain a delicate balance, trusting God as if everything depended on him. Amen? While working as if everything depended on us. See, think of a specific effort in which you are involved in right now. Have you committed to the Lord? Have you made that decision? I'm going to commit this to the Lord. Amen. And we wrap up here in verse 4, you all. We say this again. The Lord has made all for himself. Yes, even the wicked for the doom of day. According to scripture in Proverbs 16:4. So this verse doesn't mean that God created some people to be wicked, but rather that God uses even the activities of the wicked people to fulfill his good purposes. Amen. God is infinite.
Amen.
And we are finite. No matter how great our intellects, we will never be able to understand him completely. But we can accept by faith that he is all-powerful, all-loving, and perfectly good. Amen? We can believe that he is not the cause of evil. And we can trust that there are no loose ends in his system or judgment. Evil is a temporary condition, everybody, in this universe. One day God will destroy it. And in the meantime, he uses even the evil intentions of people for his good purposes. May God bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection from our very own. That's our own, very own. Brother Joe Washington, we love dearly, and his wife. God bless you. Go ahead, Brother Joe.
God bless you. I'm just so glad to be with y'all again today. I know God is able. I'm going to sing a little song now, and I'm sure y'all heard it before, but I love singing this song.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. And let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. And I am worn. Oh, Lord. Through the storm. Through the night. Lead me on. To the light, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, he linger near when my life is almost gone. hear my cry, Lord, and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead
home when darkness appear and the night draw near and the day has passed and gone. Yeah, yeah, I wanna be in that number. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Now this is where I wants to be. At the river. Here I stand, God my feet, and hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead. Father, why don't you lead your child on home? God bless you.
God. Oh, God. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Let it move on you a little while. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my God. Uncle Joe, oh my God, you just bless us so much. I mean, your voice is just lift us. I mean, you're so anointed,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love thank you, Lord. Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh my goodness, God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you
so much. You know, you have already been so blessed. You've been so blessed. You know, to use your voice. Let God use your voice like that. And you can tell this ain't something that you just overnight. No, God's been using you a long time.
Oh, yes,
a long time. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hey, man. God bless you.
God bless you.
We thank
God
you so
bless
much,
you, Brother
for
Joe.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll have our song selection. We'll be back for the preach word for our very own Pastor Gloss. Amen. And stay with us, everyone. Precious Lord.
My head heavy Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have made it to the part of service for the message, the preached word today. Prepare your hearts and your mind to receive. Open your Bibles, grab your pen and your paper, amen, so that you can take all that will be delivered in this message so that you can apply it to your daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing in our sight of our Lord God, amen. At this time, I introduce to you a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, a man that embodies wisdom and the knowledge of God, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, amen, a man who keeps his word, hallelujah. I introduce to you then God's prophet, and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, my handsome, loving, faithful husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, everywhere.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, my beautiful wife, Pastor Kawanika. But we thank God. We give all honor and glory to God, our Father, Almighty, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, welcome everyone here to Sunday service. At this 2 p.m. hour, I thank each and every one of you for inviting us into your homes, you know, for us to be able to fellowship with you, you know, rightly divide the word of God. So let's just get right on into it here. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have given us already, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your word, it lives inside of us, for you are alive, for Jesus Christ lives on the inside of us, and we thank you, Father God, for living on the inside, Father. We thank you for every single thought, every single imagination, every single feeling that is within us, Father God, that it comes from you and not from the kingdom of Satan. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our words, for being our thoughts, for being every single thing that comes out of our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father
Amen.
God, we pray and we're trusting and believing that you have already, Father God, ordained this meeting time, that you are already ordained it, Father God. You have already blessed it. Let every single scripture interpret scripture for us not to add
Amen.
Or take anything away from it. Unclean
yes,
thoughts
Lord.
And unclean spirit. We rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are not welcome
yes,
here. And we say, be ye there removed and be cast into the sea. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name that we pray.
Hallelujah.
And we all do say amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'll be reading here from verses chapter 2 and 15 if you have your Bibles. Now, I'll be a couple places today here in the Bible. I won't be long. I'll be going to give you this message that God has put on my heart here. The message today that I'll be delivering to y'all is being too right to accept change.
Jesus.
Being too right to accept change. Amen.
Welcome.
If you do have your Bibles, go with me over here to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15.
Amen.
Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15 reads here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, God put this on my heart. You know, he put this scripture in my heart, and he put it on my heart, you know, to deliver this over here today. You know, this word here, this is Apostle Paul. He's writing this letter here over here to Timothy, you know, to this young pastor, this young evangelist, Timothy. And what he's saying over here, you know, to Timothy, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when God
Amen.
Showed me this, I said, okay, so, all right, so God, what are you saying? What are you saying to me? Every single time that we get scripture, every single time that we get instructions, every single time that we hear from God, we need to always be in that place of following these divine instructions. How many of us only want to go in that direction that we have always gone, you know, all of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many of us have been in that place? You know, the reason is that this way has been introduced, you know, to us, this way that we go in our life has been introduced to us first, and our mind has accepted that this is the way, this is the certain way, this is the sure way to go. You know, we've been doing this, we've been going this way all of our lives, and why should I change now?
Mm.
You know, here, you know, Apostle Paul, you know, he's a servant of God and a follower and believer of Jesus Christ, you know, our Lord and Savior. He wrote this letter over here to Timothy, you know, evangelist, this young pastor, you know, Timothy, encouraging him to strive to be diligent or to do your best to present yourself unto God as one approved,
mm-hmm.
correctly handling the word of truth in confidence. See, we who are in Christ have been called into a better covenant or a better agreement, which means that everything we say, everything that we do, and everywhere that we go, it should line up with the word of God. It should line up with Jesus Christ.
Yes,
it should be led by the Holy Spirit. It should be led by
yes.
the Holy Spirit. So now,
yes.
How does this, you know, really, how does this scripture really show us about ourselves? See, we get into that place where we we are being too right to accept change. Now,
Jesus.
When you enter into that place where you are just too right, you know what you know. You already done did this so many times. You just, this is the way that it has to be done because this is the way that I've been doing it and this works for me. Hallelujah. See, but how many of us, you know that your way, it may work for you, but that don't mean that is God's way. Your way may work for you, but that don't mean that it works for the one that's right there next to you. See, when you find yourself in that place where you're going into, you're going in a direction, and you done got comfortable in going in this direction, you done got comfortable in doing it like this or doing it like that or saying this and saying that, you done got into that place where this just how it is. It is what it is. This is just what we're going to do. But here it is, Apostle Paul is telling, you know, this evangelist over here, you know, to study this word. See, when you mean, you know, to study this word, that means that we should strive to be in the word of God. I mean, when I say in the word of God, I'm talking about, you know, in the word of Christ Jesus, in the word of grace. Because those of us that say that we are followers of Christ, those of us that say that we are believers, those of us that said that we are Christians, then our lives should definitely line up with the word of grace, how Jesus Christ did it and how he taught it to each and every one of us, and for us to be able to live that way and to go in that direction. Now, this definitely causes a change. But see, we've come too right to accept the change. And the reason why we come so right and not want to, we don't want to accept the change is because this causes us to do something. This definitely causes us to do something. This causes us to, every single day, to get in the word of God. Hallelujah. Not only does it cause us every single day to get in the word of God, this calls us every single day to allow the word of God, you know, to move you and to challenge you and to change you. But see, we get into that place where I just don't want to change. I just don't want to change. This right here, this is a lifestyle. This is not a curriculum. Being a Christian is not a curriculum. It's not just enough for us to get into the word of God. And some of us, you know, haven't even done that. Haven't even gotten to that place of being in the word of God, you know, at all. But it's not a curriculum. This is a lifestyle, and it's very challenging. It was never intended for you and I to be the same. It was never intended for you and I to be the same. It is always the intent for you and I to be changed every single day. So what are we being changed to? Amen. What are we being changed to? We have to realize that every single morning that we wake up, it ain't going to be like yesterday. Because yesterday is gone, and you can't get yesterday back. So because yesterday is gone and you can't get it back, does that mean that it's always a demand for change? I can't do like I did yesterday, and I can't say what I said yesterday. I have to be divinely guided because I say that I'm a follower of Christ. That means that I'm divinely guided by the one who guided me, which is the Holy Spirit. Go with me over here to Galatians chapter 3. Go over here to Galatians chapter 3. I want to share something over here in Scripture, Galatians chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Galatians chapter 3 and verses 24. Galatians chapter 3 and 24, it reads right here, therefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Now, the reason why I read this scripture right here is because this scripture is very significant on how we live or how we are living. See, we need to understand that before you entered into the body of Christ, or before you had became saved, before you became righteous, or before you became justified, or before you became holy, see, you was living underneath a rulership. You was underneath a leadership. You was underneath a law. You was definitely being led by like Apostle Paul is saying right here in this scripture about a schoolmaster. See, the schoolmaster that he's talking about, he was talking about the commandment that was given over here to Moses. See, these same commandments that was given over here to Moses, these commandments were taught to every single generation, you know, by some way or another. It had been handed down from generation to generation to generation. We need to understand this same thing. You know, it was definitely necessary for the law for us as being in this body of Christ, in this body of Christ. See, the law is definitely perfect. But see, every single man or every single woman that try to live by the law cannot hold the whole law. You cannot hold the whole law. But the law that was created for us to be able to live by, for us to understand that, you know what, I cannot keep this whole law, but there is one that who has already kept the whole law for us to be able to enter into, for us to be able to not to just stay in that place of the old covenant or the Old Testament, if you're able to do, I'm not staying in that place of just staying underneath the rulership or the schoolmaster, which is the law, but enter into this new covenant or this new agreement through Christ Jesus, setting the word of God to show yourself approved, that's in the eyes of Jesus Christ. This is what it comes to do. You see, the old self, I'm talking about us as being men and women, see, the old self always like to come up. It always like to show back up in your life. Have you ever been in that place where you're studying that word of God, and then, you know, you're in that place where you're communing with God. You're in that place where you're fellowship. You're in that place where you're loving on one another. But here it is, something from your past. I said something from your past. It comes up and it calls you to enter back into that place where you used to be, doing something that you used to do, thinking about something that you used to do, saying something that you used to say. I'm talking about something that God has definitely delivered you from. He has delivered you from it, but he had come back up and want to try you again. And then you find yourself right back in that place of picking up the old man, picking up the old words, picking up the old self, thinking like you used to think and going that way because it's just, I know how to do that because I done been there before. I done already done that. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
2 Timothy says, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Don't you know that there are people that are in this world that are filled with Satan, they are filled with demonic spirits, they're filled with all different types of things because they have been in the presence of the worldly. I'm talking about they've been in the presence of those who live worldly. So here it is, they look pretty on the outside. They seem like that they're all good. They sound like that they are somebody of great interest for you to follow. But you need to know that there's always these ones that we look to so dearly that have not been in the presence of God. They've been in the presence of Satan to come here to try to bring you back to that place where you were being led by the kingdom of Satan and not being led by the kingdom of God. Don't you know that? Don't you know that Satan is going to test you? I mean, Satan is going to tempt you with the very thing that worked last year or the very thing that worked last or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. See, Satan is not going to tempt you with anything that don't work. He's going to tempt you with something that already worked before. But here it is. We have the word of God. We have the word of God over here for us to study, not just for us just to study the word. It's for us to be able to have a relationship with the word. See, Jesus Christ is the word. So it's not enough for us just to know scripture. It's just as important for us to know God, for us to know Jesus. Because God definitely knows. Amen. God definitely knows that there is going to be those times when you're going to be in that place, you would stop cussing, but the book of cussing just come back up because of the situation that's presented itself. Hallelujah.
Help me.
God definitely knows that you need to know Jesus. You need to know the word of God so you have been delivered from the streets. But here it is that the streets have showed back up, and here it is trying to draw you back out there into it. Hallelujah. This is the reason why we have to study the word of God to show ourselves approved unto God. See, we don't just be in that place to study the word of God to show ourselves, show man and woman how much that we know. No, we are to be in that place to show God how he can use us to be able to present
Amen.
Jesus. Because every single time somebody sees you, they ought to see Jesus. Anything
Amen.
That you say, it needs to be wrapped around, where can I see Jesus in that? Anything
Amen.
That you do, it needs to be in the mindset of how can I refer to Jesus for this leadership? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Better to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. See, being too right and accept being too right to accept the change is just the same as I am too much like myself to accept the truth. See, the truth is when you were in that place of doing it how you wanted to do it or doing it how the world told you how to do it, you were in that place where you were failing a whole lot. You were in that place where you were being defeated. You were in that place
mm-hmm.
where you were being angry, upset, beat
mm-hmm.
down. You were being destroyed. Things were being taken away from you. You were being robbed. You were being killed. You know, there's all different types of things that was happening to you. Every single thing was stolen
mm-hmm.
from because you were in that place of doing how the world taught you how to do it. It's the reason why the world teaches you how to do certain things, because when you listen to how the world teach you how to do it, it's easy for the one that taught you to come in and take every single thing that you got.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Because they taught you how to get it in the first place. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
But Jesus Christ, who have already overcame the world, came here to show us that he is the way, he is the truth,
Amen.
And he is
yes,
the life.
Sir.
So because
yes,
that
yes.
Jesus is the way and that he is the truth and the life, change is necessary. That means
yes,
that
sir.
Your right may not be so right when you really look at it how God see it. Your
Amen.
Right may not be so right when you look at it, you know what I'm saying, how Jesus see it. So your
change,
right just
sir.
Might be just right to you. Your right just might be right to the world. Your right just might
change,
be right
sir.
To the house that you live in. But my Lord, my God. See, when you're in that place where you are right, that means that you are justified. And you're only justified
Jesus.
Through the faith in Jesus Christ with our Lord and Savior. So there's going to be some times
mm-hmm.
where you're going to be called to do some things that it ain't going to be comfortable for you to do because you don't know
mm-hmm.
which way that you're going. And you don't know which way that you're going because you ain't never been there. And the main thing that
Jesus.
I'm talking about is in love. See, you might be called to love somebody, but how can you love
Jesus.
Somebody when you have not been in that place where you've been loved? Hallelujah.
My God.
So you can't give
Hallelujah.
Somebody something that you ain't got. You can't
My
do
Lord.
It. See, when you get the word of God, then you better know that you definitely have been in that place where you've been loved on. Hallelujah. Not
Amen.
Only you've been loved
Hallelujah.
On, loved and loved on you and in love through you. Because when you get
Amen.
Yourself, when you stop listening to the world and you stop listening to people and you stop listening to social media and you stop in that place of gossip and you get into the word of God, that word of God going to get in you. And when the time comes, you know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
When the time comes,
yes,
you know what to do. Because the word of God is Jesus Christ. It'll be Jesus
Amen.
Christ that's speaking on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go with
Hallelujah.
Me over here. Hallelujah. Go with me over here to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. I told you I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to keep y'all here this long, but I might have to keep you a little bit longer than what I told you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go over here with
Amen.
Me to Ephesians. Chapter 6. See, we got into that place where we being too right to accept the change. We got into that place where we just too right to accept change. Let me show you something
Jesus.
Over here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God
yes,
that
Lord.
You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? You mean to tell me that I can literally go over here and put on a metal suit, and when I put on this metal suit, I can walk outside and I will be protected. But see, we need
Amen.
To rightly divide the word of truth. See, when we read
Amen.
Scripture, we got to be able to get scripture, and you got to be able to divide scripture up good. You got to be able to divide the word up good. See what the scripture is
yes,
saying
Lord.
Right here for us to put on the whole armor of God, to put on the whole word of God. But see, every
Amen.
Single day, you have to make that decision that you're going to study the word. See, I watched my grandfather do this here every single morning of my life that I knew him when he was alive. He woke up every single morning, and what he would do is he would go there and wash his face. He would get himself together, and then when I tried to speak to him and see, he wasn't ready to speak to me yet. Yeah, he said good morning to him, but he sat down at the table and he opened up the Bible and he would get into the Word of God. He did that every single morning that he was living, that he was able to get into that Word. Every single morning he got up and he got into the Word. And after he got his eyes on the Word and he read Scripture, see, what my grandfather did was now he was ready for every single thing else that came after that. See, he knew the order. See, we too need to know the order. See, he knew that the most important thing was to have that relationship with God first, because he also knew that when he got himself into that place where he was studying to show himself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, he realized that he formed a relationship with God. It became a habit to him. And then when he realized that he formed this right relationship with God, then he knew how to have a right relationship with me and knew how to have a right relationship with his family. My Lord, my God.
Glory to God.
My Lord, my God.
My Lord, my God.
He didn't look at himself as being too right. Now, I'm not saying that there's sometimes that we'll be in that place where we just think that I'm just right. I'm just going to be how I'm going to be. Something happened in my life. You done did me wrong. And I'm just going to be mad because of what you done. And I'm going to stay right there. See, no. See, I'm not going to love on you because there was a point in time where you messed up. And because you messed up, then you got to pay for your mistakes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So you enter into that place right there. That place right there where you enter into, and that place where you're judging on somebody, or somebody got to prove themselves unto you for you to be able to love on them. They got to prove themselves for you to be in a right relationship with them. And until they prove themselves, then you would never be in that place of a right relationship. Well, let me tell you something. You're in a psychological funk. You're in a psychological place. Because the truth is that you will never be in that place where you're going to accept them for making a mistake. That's the truth. The truth is that they can never prove themselves of being worthy enough for you. Because right here in your mind, you're being used by Satan because you have not put on the whole armor of God. So you think that forgiveness is supposed to be for you, but forgiveness is not supposed to be for the one that's next to you. See, that's the wiles and the tricks of the devil. Because you don't have on the whole armor of God, you don't have on the word of God, you have not entered to that place of studying the word of God, you have not entered to that place of allowing the word of God to move you to do what it is that you do. You would never, ever, ever, if it were up to you, forgive that brother or forgive that sister, because you don't have forgiveness on the inside. So how are you going to know what forgiveness looks like, and how are you going to know when it is time to forgive if you ain't never got into the place where you have been forgiven? You can't do it. Pray to show yourself approved.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Help us.
Then we became too right. You're in that place where you're just too right to accept the change. See, don't be in that place. See, the change is the truth. And we know that the truth will set you free. So how it is that you done heard the truth already? You done heard the truth. You done been in the presence of the truth. I'm talking about us that have confessed that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. So not only you done heard the truth, you done read the word, you done got divine instruction, God then loved on you, then it forgave you for all that foolishness that you was doing when you was worldly. Hallelujah. See, God then forgave you for that thing that you was doing in the booth, in the back, and around the corner. See, God forgave you when you was in a substance abuse. God forgave you when you was out there in them streets. God forgave you when you killed that brother, when you killed that sister. See, God forgave you when you opened up your mouth and you started cursing every single body, when you start cursing life all in itself. And God forgave you, but here it is. You find yourself in that place where you just not going to forgive because this happened to me and it shouldn't have been for you. This ain't about you, my sister. This ain't about you, my brother. Because you have been called into this glorious faith, you need to realize that you have been called to do something. And the very thing that you have been called to do is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That means that you have been called to serve, to love on me. Let me show you that in Scripture. Let me show you that in Scripture. Every single thing that we say, we got to refer to it. How can I see Jesus? Where is the word of God? Or am I doing what I'm doing?
by the word of God. Go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy mm-hmm. chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 mm-hmm. and verses 5.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 6 and 5. It reads right mm-hmm. here. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. That's 6. Let's go up a little bit. 5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord with thy Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Yes. Now 6. Deuteronomy 6 and 6 says, and these words which I command thee this day shall mm-hmm. be in thy heart. So now, these are divine instructions that we have. Yes. We should love God with our heart by loving on people. Every single thing that we think,
Amen.
It should be in lined up with the word of God.
Yes,
every
sir.
Single thing that we feel in our heart, it should line up with the word of God. But see,
Amen.
We have become too right to accept the change. See, when you get the word mm-hmm. of God, see, the word of God brings change in your life. See, the word of God don't bring change in your life for you to be destroyed. The word of God brings change in your life for you to be fulfilled. And the
Amen.
Only way that you can be fulfilled is through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the reason
yes,
why
Lord.
God has given us his promise. This is the reason why God yes, has Lord. Given us his word. This is the reason why God has given us his commandments, his law. God didn't
Amen.
Ask us to love one another. God commanded us to love one another.
Amen.
This
yes,
is a
Lord.
Commandment. When somebody tells you to do something, it's not a decision for you to do, even though we have a decision. But I'm talking about those that are in Christ Jesus. So you don't get
yes,
the right to just do wrong anytime you get ready to. You don't
Come
get the, you don't have that right to just, I'm just going to be how I am this time, and everybody got
Jesus.
To accept me how I am.
Jesus.
No. You have divine instructions for you to do. And it's for you to love mm-hmm. God by loving on people. Love God with
Amen.
All your heart, all your mind, all your strength. My Lord, my
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Let's go over here to Matthew. Let's go over here to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And I'll read a few verses 1 through 11. I read 1
Amen.
Through 11. Matthew chapter 4, it says, then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Hallelujah. This was right after Jesus
Amen.
Has been baptized by water. Now, let me show you how this relates to you. See, Jesus had been baptized by water. And 4, it says right here, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And 2 says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards, and he was hungered. 3 says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be bread. Let me just put a period right there. Every single one of us that had been baptized, every single one of us, I'm talking about baptized by water and being baptized
mm-hmm.
in the Holy Spirit. Don't you realize that God himself was tempted by the devil? What makes you think that you won't be tempted by the devil? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What makes you think that you won't be tempted? Jesus Christ was tempted.
Jesus.
And see right here, the scripture is telling us right here, it says when the tempter came. See, the tempter comes to you every single day. The tempter don't never
That's
stop
right.
coming. The tempter always
That's
comes.
Right.
But see, it's up to you
Jesus.
To be able to trust in God and not trust into the words of Satan. See, here it is,
Amen.
The tempter, he's talking about Satan. He said, if thou be the Son of God, how many know
uh-huh.
that those that have been baptized into this glorious faith, you are the sons and daughters of God. You are
That's
the
right.
sons and daughters of God. See, here it is. Jesus knew who he is. Do you know who you are? Do you think that you're so right that you cannot be tempted by the tempter? Do you think that
Something.
You can't be used by Satan? Do you think that you
Jesus.
Won't be tricked? Do you think that you will never be in that place of being used by the kingdom of Satan? Yeah, he always is there, and he always is trying to cause you to come out of that place of grace. He's trying to cause you to do this. Now, here it is, 4. It says right here, let's see what Jesus said. It says, but
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. These are divine instruction for us. Every single thing that come out your mouth, it should not be but what God says to come out your mouth. It should not be just little things like the world says. It should be led by the Holy Spirit. It says right here, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. So every word that proceeds out of your mouth, every single word that's in your heart, every single thing that's in your mind, it shall be preceded by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank
Hallelujah.
God for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you for your promise. We thank you for your direction. Being too right to accept the change. We thank you, Father God, for the change. Go over here. Let me show you something over here. Let me show you something over here in Psalms. Psalms 119 and 105.
Yes, Lord.
119 and 105. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll start right here at 101. It says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. My Lord, I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou have, for thou have taught me. 103 says, how sweet are the words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey in my mouth.
Jesus.
Through thy precept I give understanding. Therefore, have every false way. 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, God's word is that way. God's word is that truth.
Lord.
God's word is right. And see, when you have God's word, this is the way. This is the truth for you, and this is the right way. Come out of your way. Come out of self and enter into God's way. My Lord, my God, being too right and accepting the change, see, it's evidence and it's obvious of a few things that's going on. First, either you have not been studying the word of God. Maybe you have been in that place where you're not containing that word, or you're not contemplating on that word that you have read this morning. Maybe you're in that place where you're not praying in the spirit about what the word of God is telling you. See, this is evidence of what it is that you're trusting in. And it's obvious what it is that you're believing in. And it's because of that. Because you're not studying that word to show yourself approved. You're not contemplating, you're not thinking about the word of God when the tempts to come, when times are there, when you have to be in that place where Satan is trying to use you, where he's trying to destroy you. You're not praying every single time when these things happen, when it's time for you to open up your mouth and pray. The second thing is, you may see yourself in that place where you're being open-minded. You may see yourself where you're being open-hearted, where you're living a faithful life, and this challenges you. And this is the truth, and it demands a challenge. It demands a change. It demands for you to come out of that old self, and it demands for you to be led by the Spirit of God, which calls you to be your new self. See, anybody that's been doing something for so long, hallelujah, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Anybody that's been doing something for so long, and you thought this was the right way, and you thought this was the truth, but here it is when you got yourself in the Word of God, and you really know what the truth is, see, now something has to happen in your mind and something has to happen in your heart. You may have been holding on to something for years and years and years, but you've heard this truth, and now here it is that you heard this truth. It has challenged you. It's opened up your heart. It's opened up your mind, and it's leading you to that place of being changed. See, this is what God does. He loves on you just like that. He loves on you just like that. But see, we'd have been beat down so much by our friends. You've been beat down so much by your boyfriends. You've been beat down so much by your girlfriend. You've been beat down so much by your husband. You've been beat down so much by your wife. And here it is, when you hear the word of God, see, that opens you up. It makes you feel like you're very vulnerable. It makes you feel like you're very naked. So here it is. I'm just going to do what's good for me. I'm going to stay in that place of just protecting my mind and protecting my heart. And most of the time, we don't choose God's way. We choose Satan's way by fighting fire with fire. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
I'm talking about we'll say the things that Satan tells us to say because we just been in that place for so long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm too right to accept change. I'm too right to accept change. See, you got to come out of self. When you come out of self and enter into Christ, it's a call for something. And what it's calling you to do is just what I told you earlier. You got to do just like Jesus did. You have to be baptized by water and being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Because when you be baptized by water and being baptized by the Holy Spirit, when you come up out of that water like Jesus did, that means that old man is down in that old watery grave. You don't pick that old man up, that old woman up out that old watery grave and get to carrying it around. Because something that's old or something that's dead is going to begin to stink. Carry around something that stinks. I'm talking about these old stinky attitudes that you have. I'm talking about these old stinky behaviors that you have. I'm talking about these things that we used to dwell in for so long, but here it is now. I want to still be the same way. It stinks because you're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And the last thing, which probably is the most strongest thing for us, is when that tempter shows up, when he come around again and again to pull you back into that place where you know God has delivered you from. Okay. See, this is that place right now where we find ourselves all the time. I'm just gonna go back because this is just too hard for me. I'm going to go back to doing it how I know how to do it. This is mostly the thing that we fall into, and most of the time, when we're not studying that word, when we're not praying, when we're not thinking about God, we're just going on back. God knows my heart. Hallelujah. I challenge you today, each and every one of you, I challenge you today to stop hating on me. I challenge you today to stop hating on one another. Stop hating yourself. Stop hating God. I challenge you today to be in love first. To be in love first with God. Hallelujah. That means be saved today. That's my challenge for you. Be saved today. As Jesus Christ is coming to your life as your personal Lord and Savior, you realize that you're a sinner, but this ain't how you want to live no more. I challenge you today to stay in love and to come out of hate. To study the word. I mean, study that word with your husband. Study that word with your wife. Study that word of God with your children. Study the word of God with your family members and friends. I challenge each and every one of you today. You're not too right to be changed. And there's no way that you can know everything. The only one that knows everything is Jesus Christ. Now, when you are in Christ and you're operating like he tells you to operate, that means being led by the Holy Spirit, then you'll be in that place where you'll be honoring God. You'll be in that place where you'll be loving your brothers and loving your sisters. You'll be in that place where you'll be telling the truth. You'll be in that place where you'll be allowing the Holy Spirit to change you.
Mm-hmm.
Fight the good fight. Mm-hmm. Live life like Jesus Christ has showed us how to live. That's having an intimate relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge each and every one of you today to accept that the old way is not the way. Jesus Christ is the way. The old way is not the truth. That was old. Jesus Christ is the truth. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present your faith and present you flawless before the presence of the Lord in his glory and be an exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you in all your ways. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Could there be one today?
Hallelujah. There might be one today. There might be one that you realize today that not only that you don't have the right relationship with man and woman, you don't have the right relationship with God. And that's a result of not having the right relationship with man and not having a right relationship with woman, because you don't have a right relationship with God. Will you come today? Will you come today and do the most important thing that you can do as a human being? And that's being born again. Will you press one today? Will you be born again today? Not because I asked you to. It's because God is calling you. He's calling you to himself, back to himself. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you pray this simple prayer of salvation today while you still have time? There might be one. You have already prayed this prayer of salvation. You have already entered into this glory of faith. But here it is, this old man, this old woman, these old habits, they keep on lingering around. And your mind has not been changed yet. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Let us pray with you. Let Pastor Tawanika and I pray with you. Let us pray for you. Let us help you to get back on track, being on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? If you know that is you, will you press one today?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's somebody that's sick. Somebody that has a sickness. Somebody that's taking so much medication. Somebody that's trusting into the doctor, trusting into the internet. You need Jesus today. You need Jesus today. Will you come today?
Right.
Will you allow Pastor Tawanika and I to pray with you and pray for you?
Yes.
The word of God says, go to the elders. Let them anoint you and let them pray over you. Will you come today?
Today.
You know that is you. Will you press one today? There might be one. Hallelujah. There's somebody that they mind. You definitely know you need to be delivered from this old self. This old self that just keep on popping up. Anger keeps popping up. Depression keeps popping up. Strife keeps popping up. Jealousy keeps popping up. Pride keeps popping up. Envy and greed keeps popping up. Defeat keeps popping up in your life. If you know that is you, will you come today? Will you press one today? There might be one that's looking for a church home. You're looking for a church home. You find yourself out of fellowship. You find yourself in that place where I just don't understand. Well, Pastor Tawanika and I would love to be your pastor. So we're going to love on you like God tell us to love on you. We're going to love on you, you know, that brotherly love, that agape love, supernatural love, not like the world say to love. We're going to love you like God say to love.
Yes,
so you're not coming to us. You're coming to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be your shepherds.
Yes,
will you press one today? Will you come? There's no distance in spirit. Wherever you are. Hallelujah. Will you come today?
Mm-hmm.
There might be one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and pray for us, Pastor.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, at this time for all that you've done.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your ever-present help, Lord God, that we have come out of circle, God, to seek your way and not our own, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For mercy and grace.
Thank you.
Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to work on us and in us. That is not of you, Father God, so that we can receive all of you and be changed and be safe changed by the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory right now over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, hurts and hexes, vexes, incantations, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to Ephesians 6:10-12, we claim our victory right now in faith through our salvation of his dead blood of all these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare according to Job 22:27-28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And it's holy name, we thank you for this is Jesus name. We pray for thousands of glory. Amen. Leave your chains on today. May you leave this land today. Chains receiving what you paid for.
Hallelujah.
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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for you. We love you. Amen. God loves you more. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offerings. You can send those over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. And that's with two L's, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Or you can zell it over to 346-719-3349. Or you can call us at the same number, 346-719-3349. Let us pray.
Amen.
If we bless our tithes and offerings, Father God, we thank you for one more time.
Thank you.
You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely, not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, and Father, we thank you. Father, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as your will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. May God bless those who are able to bless and those with intention and heart to bless today. May you be blessed. May God restore you to his stewardship. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, you all are going to have our announcements, and I'll be delivering those announcements today. Today is April the 25th, 2021. Amen. We thank God for this day. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are Pastor Tawanika and Dorn St. Manny at the Gospel Public Ministries. Our announcement for today is Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer. Join us at 9 p.m. and on our prayer line at 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510. Look to receive a text message from us inviting you to come in and pray with us. Amen. There's power in agreement. So join us again Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Wednesday night, we have our Bible study. Yay! I love Bible studies and time to rightly divide the Word of God. Break it down. Open up the lines for comments or any questions. So please join us for the time to study the Bible together. Amen. On our church line here today, 845-277-9213. Again, the time is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. And we have on Saturdays is our lead teachings. So join us Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Right now, we're still studying Understanding the Holy Spirit. It is from 12 p.m. to 12:30. It's a 30-minute lesson. It's full. It's high impact, full of information. Come and join us at 12 to 12:30 Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845 845- 877-927-9213. Sundays, we have two services. We thank God. We have the 10 a.m. service and the 2 p.m. service at Central Standard Time. And we thank God for you all here at the 2 p.m. and those who joined us at the 10 a.m. as well. And we have our special events, which is the Shout Monday through Thursday, which is hosted by me. Hallelujah. Thank God for the opportunity that God has blessed me to be able to be the host of the Shout. Runs Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's from 6 to 6:30. Come on, enjoy it. There is praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the word of God going forward from 12 to 12:30. Come on and shout. Let us hear your shout and what God has done for you. Amen. Yes, we look forward to seeing you all at the Shout. Invite you one at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You all, next month we have a play. If you're in Houston or surrounding areas or close by, you want to drive in, we have a play that's coming. Good Comedy presents The Holding Tank. Me and my husband, we have a production company, and we produce plays and comedy shows, and this is going to be a great play for the whole family to come out and to enjoy. Amen. We'll be starring in the play. Amen. Pastor Man, I think he's saying 3 or 4 characters in the play, so come out. Amen. And enjoy. Get the message, receive the laughter that the play will deliver. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we have what am I missing? I got the play, right? Convocation is in June. We'll give you all more information on that. Happy birthday again to our April birthday babies. Our very own Evangelist Alvina Dudley celebrated her birthday earlier this week. So happy birthday, Evangelist Alvina Dudley. And anyone that's celebrating your wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. May God continue to bless the union that God has ordained with good life, health and strength, peace, joy and happiness and abundance. Amen. Of God's blessing be your portion all the days of your marriage. Long and good life. Amen. And as well, those that are celebrating their birthday, God bless you. May God bless you with good years, extended life and good life and favor with him. Amen. And mankind, God bless all. And welcome again, our new member. We're so excited God is adding to the church. Our very own minister, yeah, Warren Green from Chicago, Illinois. We welcome our new member here. We're so glad to have when God adds to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I think that's all we have for you all today. We look forward to seeing you all again next Sunday here. May God continue to bless you and grow you in his word strongly. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor, did I get everything this time around? Did I miss something?
Amen. I believe you got it covered.
Amen. I just want to say hello to Grandmother Helen Manny that's with us on today and everyone else. And then we called out earlier. It's so good to see everybody. We love you. We are looking forward to here coming soon. I'm trusting God for it, that we're going to start going out and visiting. So look for us to knock on your door as we are led to come in and fellowship with you right in your home. Amen. These trips will be planned. Amen. We're looking forward to it. So we are the Gospel Public Ministries. We are global. So you may see us on your corner somewhere. So God bless everyone today. Those have been your announcements for today. And again, at this time, God, I just want you to know God loves you all. We got to get out of our way so God can have his way. Amen. At this time, we'll release the pastor's blessing upon all that's here in service, in your home, and all that's concerning you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, we're praying for you, so make sure you're praying for us. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I hope y'all got something out of that. You know, I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to move like he intended to move. And
Amen.
I definitely also pray that you stay in that place of studying this word. Amen. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen. God bless you.
Amen. Yes.
And remember, Satan is defeated, and
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all have yourself a blessed day.
Yes, we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory
I
want to
see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.